Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So Karine Jean-Pierre, in a CNN interview, says that it's unfortunate what Governor Abbott is doing, that he's basically politicizing this whole issue at the border. He's politicizing it, everybody. You know, this is just part and parcel of what we expect to hear. And we're going to hear a lot more of it, I think, as we go through this whole process. But folks, welcome to the program. Friday edition is here. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Friday edition of the program. And we have much to talk about. Welcome to everybody listening on our Salem Media flagship station of AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody listening on AM930, everybody listening along the GCN network. And, of course, we appreciate everybody at GCN. They distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, especially if you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to open up the telephone lines. If you'd like to talk to Denise or if you have a question or a comment for her, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. Well, let's bring Denise Simon right back in. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you heard what I just said about Karine Jean-Pierre. Governor Abbott's just politicizing the heck out of this thing, isn't he, I guess?
Yeah, whatever. This is important because 11 former top FBI people drafted a 4-page letter to the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, Majority Leader Schumer, the Chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, Mike Turner, in the Senate, Mark Warner, Mark Green, and Gary Peters. And it is talking about the United States is facing a new and imminent danger. There's a couple of things in this letter that are really quite chilling. And it says that wars, espionage, bombings, and riots are sadly familiar delivery systems of instability, intimidation, and security. The country has faced these and more throughout its history, but not without a struggle. The threat we call out today is new and unfamiliar. The U.S. has never suffered an invasion of the homeland, and yet one is unfolding now. Military-aged men from across the globe, from foreign countries or regions not friendly to the United States, are landing in the waves of our soil by the thousands, not by splashing ashore from a ship or parachuting from a plane, but rather on foot. It would be difficult to overestimate the dangers presented by the presence inside of our borders with what comparatively a multi-division army of young single adult males from hostile nations and regions whose backgrounds, intent, and allegiance are completely unknown.
Right.
They include individuals encountered by border officials and then possibly released into the country along with shockingly high estimates of gotaways. In light of such a daunting and unprecedented penetration of uninvited foreign actors, it is reasonable to assert that the country possesses dramatically diminished national security at this time. And it goes on. So they're calling it an invasion. They made reference to the Hamas attack on Israel on October the 7th. Those of us fought terrorism historically, successfully terror attacks invite mimicry. Mm-hmm. We know, as well as other terror leaders, intentionally cultivate throngs of young men possessing certain easily manipulated personalities to carry out atrocities. So
now, of course, if you do have And especially, you know, these are men of fighting age, basically, is what we're talking about as well.
Yes.
And but they're coming from different parts. But now, would there be a command and control system that would also be being set up clandestinely, of course, on the inside of the United States in order to harness these individuals? I mean, obviously, and especially, you know, because they're not gearing up, I think, to fight the army. They're gearing up to do what we saw in Israel, I would fear.
They have a community. All these people have cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
We can't imagine what apps they have on their cell phones that are encrypted apps they have necessarily been given some kind of communications mechanism. So do they come in and poison a water system? Do they come in and, you know, get access to something and do hacking? I mean, we don't necessarily want to think of, you know, some event like 9/11. It doesn't have to be that.
Right. Especially when, as you said, I mean, a relatively small group of people, just like on 9/11, can do an enormous amount of damage or have an enormous effect. And certainly if you were able to do something either to the water system or hack something that would take people's electricity
away. Do you remember the shooting incident that they had on the power system out in California?
Oh, right. Yeah, they were shooting at it. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, in other words, you know, depriving people of being able to rely on what they do on a daily basis can also be a prelude to something else that's larger. You know, we even hear about the
EMP. Look at the Boston bombers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course. But again, this idea that you have a lot of people coming into the country that we have no idea.
We don't have a clue.
That's
we
right.
We see them. We
right.
don't know their names. We don't know, you know, where they're from. Are they vaccinated? Are they carrying some other kind of disease? Have they been given some kind of instructions to pick up something somewhere and build some kind of ordnance, some kind of, bomb or
right. Yeah, it's
else in the kitchen.
Well, it's the stuff of movie plots, but it's a very real possibility. And that's what's so scary about it, because we don't know. But Denise Simon, stay right there. We're coming up to the break, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we're going to come right back after this break. We'll have more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friday edition. Friday edition's going great. It's getting better, by the way. And, folks, we have so much more to talk about, tell you about as we move through the Friday edition of the program, landing right smack dab on your radio dial this morning. And, folks, don't forget, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to ask Denise Simon a question or make a comment. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. Kyle Warren with you. And, again, once again, glad to be with you this morning. Let's head on over and bring back Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, again, on this border crisis issue, I guess it remains to be seen. Was there anything else you wanted to add about what's happening there, or are we now in a waiting pattern to see who does what next?
Well, I think we are. And this really tells me that, you know, with this letter coming from these 11 retired FBI top people, it really puts members of the House and the Senate on notice, and I would especially say Chuck Schumer. It's fascinating to me that we have an administration, given what is in this letter, that they would take the risk of not doing anything, especially as while they have these quasi-negotiations going on for something to be done at the border. So,
One of the things that gets me is that forcing or, you know, putting into place the atmosphere for this kind of confrontation, it's almost as if they want that to happen. you know, as opposed to, you know, you do your part of what's your responsibility under the Constitution, we'll do our part of what's our responsibility under the Constitution, and we'll be able to, you know, do what's supposed to be done. But it seems that the Biden administration is wholeheartedly saying, stop doing what you're doing. You know, it's our border, and we'll let it just be open if we really want it to. And if you take any other steps, well, you know, that's the supremacy problem here. You know, it's like they're trying to force the issue, force a confrontation.
It can almost be something that actually works in the favor of Texas and really the whole issue with the border.
Right.
The decision that the Supreme Court made. It is time really to have some kind of a showdown. And in this case, it's going to be a constitutional showdown. I've been kind of watching this pretty carefully to see how many governors, those in the House and the Senate that are standing in solidarity with Texas. And it's really quite fascinating, including some lawyers. You know, again, all lawyers have opinions and arguments, but a lot of them, in fact, I haven't seen any lawyer that has chimed in on social media that says that, you know, Abbott's going to lose, you know, legally. They've all said that, you know, the law is on his side, the Constitution is on his side. And I can assure you that these Republican governors that are standing in solidarity,
mm-hmm.
They too have lawyers in their offices, and they have checked with their lawyers before they decide they were going to stand in solidarity.
Right, and so they've got to have like a their interpretation. They've got to feel that they've got some solid ground here. But what is really getting to me is this notion of, you know, why, you know, get to loggerheads to begin with. And it just goes to this notion that the Democrat administration believes and knows in their heart of hearts that this is completely destabilizing. This is a national security nightmare. And how can the candidate, you know, Joe Biden, then stand there and say, no, we want to keep America secure or anything like that? Because it's just demonstrably false.
And, you know, what's particularly fascinating to me is that all of these people that are coming across, okay, they see that we have Border Patrol. They see we have ICE. They see that we have these barriers and these walls. And what's particularly fascinating to me is, haven't they figured out, or do they just don't care enough that they know that, one, they're breaking the law, and two, we don't want them.
Right. Well, and we want to process them. I mean, and also, of course, you know, this fantasy that somehow, you know, we're trying to help other countries so that we don't have so many migrants who want to come to the United States and try to get to the root causes, et cetera, that's also just a bunch of, you know what?
The world was in shock when we had this massive war going on in Syria. Remember the Syrian refugees that were crossing the Mediterranean?
Oh, yeah.
That were trying to escape out of Syria and going into Turkey, and Turkey was flipped out because they had to, you know, build these massive tent cities in Jordan and so forth. And you know, you had these islands in Greece where all of these, you know, Syrian refugees were coming up. Then we had the same thing with the Afghanis after we pulled out of Afghanistan. The world was in shock. And nobody has done any kind of follow-up to see what's happened with all those millions of refugees. Well, with what Biden has let in his time as president is worse, because they're all coming here. They're not kind of being dispersed to several countries. They're all coming here.
Right.
Because he invited them.
Right. Well, I mean, and even the sanctuary cities, Chicago, New York City, and so forth, you know, they're finding out. Yeah, in short order, they are basically saying this is a total failure. And this is not, obviously they wanted to have lip service to, hey, we're a sanctuary city.
Yeah, are they coming here to have a better life? Well, let me show you the life that they're living. You know, show them that they're sleeping on the floor of airports and police stations, and they're being moved from, you know, one location to another. And, you know, do they, Where's the decency that we're closing schools down so they can go house them in schools? I mean, where's the decency in these people? How many have said, this isn't working out, we want out, just fly us home?
Indeed, yeah. How bad does it have to be that you're going to go back to your country of origin voluntarily like that? And because there are some pretty harsh conditions, that, you know, there's no doubt about that. But it's, again, this destabilizing factor that the Democrat Party elite, you know, have essentially brought to us is completely out of touch. It's out of kilter, and it's obviously for some other weird agenda. But it's an agenda that they believe services them.
Right, and I think in one part of that agenda is to turn Texas from red to blue.
Well, sure. Well, exactly right. But I mean, but there's no other. I want to say line of defense, but there's nothing else once the infiltration occurs and everything else breaks down. There's no, you know, nobody's coming over the hill to come in and make it all right again. I mean, it's once it's gone, it's gone. It would seem, and that's why the border policy, and not just border policy, but this emergency that's happening at the border should be front and center every single night on the news. Which right now it is because of the showdown.
How many other countries today across the world have walls and fences and border lines of demarcations at their border? Almost all of them.
Yeah. Well, and certainly Egypt does when it comes to Gaza. They have this huge...
So does Israel.
Yeah.
And look what happened. It got breached.
Exactly. But, you know, but they're there for a reason. And America, you know, with the Statue of Liberty and give us your poor, your tired, your huddled masses. But this is outside, I think, of what that original meaning was, because it wasn't designed to be destructive. It was actually designed to be welcoming, because people would come here and they would integrate in for a better life and this kind of thing.
And they could not live off the government.
Exactly right. You're right. Yeah. Precisely. It would become a self-determined American citizen, basically, and be productive and live a productive life. But
they did.
Yeah, exactly right. This is why America got built
and
the way that
every
it did.
One of them was you know had to go through a medical test. How many of them ended up in some kind of a medical facility at Ellis Island being treated?
Indeed. But these days, if you ask any questions about unfettered immigration, you're suddenly called a racist, and this is a part of the weapons quiver that the left has. But people are starting to see very quickly that no, that's not racist. It's practical. We're trying to make sure that, as you said, people don't have diseases and so forth. That's practicality. All right, Denise, stay right there. We are coming right back, everybody. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to open up the telephone lines. We already have a couple of callers holding on, so we're going to look forward to that. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there, because we haven't even started yet. Stay right there. Coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The weather continues to be a story that affects millions of Americans. Around 55 million people are under winter weather advisories from the plains to New England. People in the south dealing with heavy rain and wind and possible flooding. Meantime, folks from western Kansas all the way to Ohio dealing with dense fog advisories as visibility remains under a quarter of a mile in some areas. The Senate is inching closer to voting on a bill intended to address national security, including funding for the southern border and more. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of the bill.
They entered this negotiation saying, "We will, as bad as we think the bill is, I promise you it's worse." The people pushing this deal knew, no, if the American people knew what was in it, they would be against it. This supplemental bill is a kamikaze plane in a box canyon with no exit.
This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Does fly by, no doubt about that, and it is as it should be, folks, because we're covering a lot of ground here this morning, and we're doing great, and we hope that you're doing great as well. Thanks for listening this morning. Glad to have you there. We're glad to be here, and of course, Kyle Warren with you, and don't forget 949-822-7959. Head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, and of course, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
We have got a bunch of lines lit up already.
Oh, so, Lord.
That's right. So we're going to go in rapid-fire mode here. We want to make sure we can try and get everybody in this segment. But we're going to start, though, with Timmy. He's listening in Oklahoma, and I believe he's listening on KGWA. But good morning, Timmy. You're on the program.
Hey, you guys, just quickly, I had a little trouble getting my rent up, so I called the local agency to see if I could get some help. And they said, well, we can come up with $1,000 for you. And I said, well, I need way more than that. And I said, I'll tell you what, how about a ticket down to the border? I said, then I'll come back across. Maybe I can do better down there.
Exactly.
She hung up on me.
Oh, no kidding. She hung up on you?
Yeah, well, that's sort of a smart-ass remark, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you.
All right. Thanks,
that's
Timmy.
Touché.
We appreciate it. All right, Timmy, everybody, calling from Oklahoma this morning. And, okay, so, Denise, let's head over right now. We're going to pick up Dan Tanafrank. He's in Las Vegas, Nevada this morning. Good morning, Dan Tanafrank. You're on with me and Denise Simon.
And I am forever grateful. you got to start connecting the dots, and this, well, it started with one of the most evil white racist bigots, and Turner Classic Movies, and I realize what, because they really show the racist bigotry in the movie Wilson, Woodrow Wilson, and this thing starts any living any living thing on this planet has a God-given right to defend itself, and
right.
I go back to 1975. I was in seventh grade. I got sucker punched, and boom! And he was on top of me. But as you see in wrestling, and you, I reversed the situation, and. There I am in the vice principal's office. In the vice principal's office,
yeah.
He admitted he started the fight. I got the same penalty.
Wow.
Boom. Well, yes, exactly, Kyle. Boom, and it's not wow. It's a boom. I'm finding out that this is
right.
This is one of the steps the Marxists take. You don't. Did you go to the state first? Did you call the police? This guy was pounding my face.
Right, you have to defend yourself. That's what you're talking about. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Kyle, and boom, and thank you for being there and talk radio and
sure.
Getting the picture. And you can hear the passion and anger in my voice.
Sure,
this
absolutely.
This is what's going on. We are losing our second part of our individual,
yeah.
As a constitutional individual rights, and then property rights.
We hear you.
We've got a rancher in Texas
that
told an illegal alien, don't go around. He charged.
Right.
He got
Well, I tell you what, Dantana, Frank, we appreciate the call. Yeah, we appreciate it. We're going to move on to trying to get some other folks in. Dantana, Frank, he's a good caller from Las Vegas, Nevada, of course. All right, let's head over. Let's talk to Neil and Henderson, also coming from the Las Vegas area. But Henderson, good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. That's a tough act to follow, Dantana.
Dantana, Frank, he's a good guy.
Make some good points. I think Nikki Haley is going to suspend her campaign shortly, and I think she's really vying for a VP spot. But I have a suggestion for Nikki Haley and also Liz Cheney. You know, Liz, she's got to protect Daddy. I was just reading an article. The Swiss are prosecuting a Gambian enforcer. His name is Sanko, Osman Sanko. For some type of humanitarian crimes. I don't know if Liz is worried about that, Maybe the Swiss are active in war crimes prosecutions. But let me get back to Nikki Haley and Liz. I was reaching back into history, and Teddy Roosevelt started the Bull Moose Party.
Right.
1912. They could both, restart the Bull Moose Party. And they could fight it out between each other who wants top billing. And, I mean, that's an option for both of them.
Interesting. And, I'd asked Denise the other night about possibly Nikki Haley. Would Trump ever consider her? So I think, Denise, you were saying you didn't think that he would consider her at all.
Yeah, I said no.
Yeah, yeah. But you never know. Stranger things have happened, though, don't you think, Neil?
I agree, and I was actually putting some thought into this. I think there may be an irony or a paradox here. And I'm just looking at Kamala Harris. Remember, she nearly accused President Biden of being a
racism,
the grand master of the KKK.
Right.
And 8 months later, she's his pick for vice president. there may be an irony here with Nikki Haley's attacks, they may think maybe that strengthens the ticket, because she could always say, well, I know Donald Trump well, the shortcomings I pointed out with me and him together, we could you know, advance the agenda more effectively.
You know, yeah, I think you're on to something, because that's a political strategy where everybody kind of saves face. But you never know. As I said, stranger things could happen. But, Neil, we appreciate the call very much. We're going to get at least one more call in here in the segment. But we'll talk to you again real soon.
Have a good night.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right. That's Neil in Las Vegas, everybody. Or I should say Neil in Henderson, Nevada. All right. Mary in St. Pete, you're on with Denise. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. If you don't like Donald Trump, it doesn't matter. You're voting for the issue of, do you want to be a socialist country, a communist country, or do you want to keep your freedom and your liberty? An example of socialism is in Canada. You don't get your heat turned on in your apartment building until the government says so. You don't get to go over and have your own individual thermostat. So if you want somebody else running your life, vote communism and socialism. If you want your freedom and liberty, vote for whoever's not the communism in the crowd. It's that simple. Whether you like Trump or not, just don't vote the opposite way.
Good point. All right, Mary and St. Pete, thanks for the call. Good point, absolutely. Well, Denise, let's head over. Let's talk to Rick in Tampa. We got about a minute or so. Rick, sorry for the limited time, but good morning. And what do you got for us this morning?
Well, I don't need much time. I just want to remind people, Democrats need to know this. They've been taught otherwise. Everybody else needs to be reminded. It's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There are no guarantees. You have to take the opportunity, and then apply your own damn effort. We've been taught otherwise. That's nonsense.
Well said.
And I don't know what else to say about that, but people need to get that down, because it's a fundamental aspect of our lives here in this country, which happens to be the best ever. Damn.
Indeed.
People amaze me. All they do is eat and make other people who amaze me.
All right. Well, anyway. Yeah, well,
thank you.
Thank you, Rick in Tampa. Take care. We'll talk again soon. Denise, what do you think about that? We got about 30 seconds.
Well, these voters, I just want law and order back. And, I mean, you know, you go into these restaurants and they do these, you know, man on the street interviews of these voters. What concerns you? Immigration and the economy. Well, I didn't hear anybody talk about law and order, and I didn't hear anybody talk about the federal debt. So if you have those two, some of the other things already fall in place.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, don't forget, you want to head over to FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great articles and materials that Denise has. You won't be sorry. Denise, great to talk to you this morning.
Right, good
morning.
Thank
you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, she's going to be back with us on the weekend edition tomorrow morning as well for the Saturday edition of the program. But, folks, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. I'll warn with you, stay right there. There's a lot more to come.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This Friday edition is really flying by, as always, but it's always always makes me smile that it does fly by the way that it does, and because we are covering a lot of ground, a lot of territory this morning, and of course, we always cover a lot of ground, a lot of territory with our good friend Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website if you want to find out more about Chris and also his program as well. You can also hear him on our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday, also 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday, again on AM 860 The Answer. So once again, welcome back, Chris. Glad to talk with you this morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you know, there's a lot, as I was saying, there's a lot to talk about. But I saw an article earlier today that, you know, again, going to the economy, number one, 32% of the people out there think the country's going in all the wrong direction. But most Americans evidently cannot afford a $1,000 emergency expense. Now, I don't know exactly why, but what it's some of it may be failure to save, but other things too wear on people because they have so many expenses. Sometimes it's hard to save.
I find that number striking. I really do. And I'm going to be honest with you. I find it a little, on the irresponsible side. You know, someone's buying up all of these smartphones and all of this electronic devices and all these streaming services and all of these things that everybody buys all the time that that takes priority, I guess, over, you know, putting money away. That to me is just irresponsible. I can't get my arms around that. I mean, I was there when I was younger and working two jobs, building my business up, but, you know, made sure that you had money away, put away just in case something bad happened, having that rainy day fund or whatever it may be. This, the height of irresponsible.
Well, indeed. And typically, you know, there is no bailout, you know, for something like that, you know, obviously. So you have to.
There is a bailout. The bailout's a credit card, and then you can't afford to pay the credit card off, and then you're paying, you know, you end up paying twice, three times as much as you did for whatever you needed or whatever the emergency was.
Well, that's right. And, of course, a lot of times people do need some kind of rainy day fund. And if you have something like that, then if something happens, the car repair, you know, replace the water heater or something like that, you just do it and you kind of move on from there and then build it back up again, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, Janet Yellen has been out there, and she's basically saying of course, we've got some improving consumer sentiment out there. But she's also taking aim at the Trump tax cuts right now. Trying to make a case that they are responsible for a lot of the economic woes that we're seeing right now. I guess that they didn't go far enough, or they were only for the top, you know, people or something like that. But what do you think? Were the Trump tax cuts a major error, or is she just kind of trying to get into campaign mode here?
Well, it's campaign mode, but I think the issue with the Trump tax cuts, and actually there was another stupid deal struck by Republicans with Democrats in regards to extending some of the business deductions that were put in the tax cuts. But, you know, the Republicans cut a deal by basically extending the child tax credit, which essentially is another form of welfare that we're paying right now because it's refundable, brought that back. I think the problem was, you know, that they never make these things permanent. They always expire. And, now you're going to go back and fight again in regards to this. And that's the biggest problem because it's a cop out, when the tax cuts, end up, expiring. And then you got to say, oh, you know, I didn't raise taxes. The tax cuts just expired. And that's the wall that we're going to be hitting in right now.
Well, indeed. Now, we haven't heard hardly anything about this campaign cycle. Maybe we will as we really get into the general. But nobody's talked about a flat tax or anything similar to that for quite a long time. You know, Steve Forbes was the big proponent of a flat tax. Do you think that has any possibility of making a resurgence, you know, not just in a campaign, but in terms of what people would even prefer?
I don't see it happening. I wish it did. You know, the fact remains is that we have the most progressive tax code in the world. We tax our wealthy here in this country at the same rates as they do in Europe. The difference in Europe is that they also tax the middle class a lot more and the lower classes more. We don't do that. And you could just take a breakdown of who pays taxes here in the United States, and it's almost entirely on the top 20%. Most other people pay nothing. And in fact, you got I think it's the bottom 40%. It's almost like a negative tax rate based upon refundable tax credits. So, you know, more than enough taxes are coming in. You take a look at the tax revenue. It's the spending that's a problem. What Europe does that we don't do is they have a VAT tax where they're basically layering a tax on all levels of production of an item or service over a period of time, and they collect there. And that is almost like, and that's kind of like almost like a sales tax to some degree. We don't have that, and that ensnares everybody over there as well, where they're able to collect a larger portion of GDP than we are when it comes to taxes. But if you guys just take a look yourself, if you, you know, look at our tax code, is more progressive than the rest of the OECD countries, and it's, you know, the people at the top pay a lot more.
Well, you know, there's an economist over at the Ned Davis Research saying that the Dow is poised to surge 24% after the first rate cut from the Fed, but given the idea that a recession is more unlikely than likely at this point. And he gives a little bit of background, you know, in previous times when these, you know, particular conditions obtained, and but he believes it would be a 24% surge. Is that realistic, or is that, again, just kind of somebody, you know, saying, well, I mean, this could be, but probably not?
Yeah, well, that's how they go about framing things. They also get yourself a lot of attention by saying things like that. You know, listen, there's a lot of money that is in money market funds right now that could come back into the market and drive the markets higher. I mean, I've been looking at a lot of the earnings numbers, and they've been quite, you know, cautionary. I think that the Fed is going to end up Fed's going to be lowering rates. They're going to be lowering rates because the economy is weaker. And, you know, you take a look at some of the manufacturing numbers that have come down the pike. They haven't been that great. Everyone's focusing on yesterday's GDP number. But, you know, at what price was that GDP? And you take a look at budget deficits and our national debt and what that costs because of government spending, that, you know, added extra juice to that. It's kind of like a sugar high. So, again, the first rate cut is going to drive the market up 24%, and I don't see that.
Well, yeah, it does seem a little fantastical, doesn't it? But you know what else is fantastical is that Bud Light is trying to make a huge comeback with Super Bowl commercials. You know, do you think that it's salvageable for Bud Light? I mean, they really endured a major, you know, meltdown with everything that happened.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll eventually, you know, kind of fade away little by little. I don't think that was a death knell for Bud Light. I think they're running commercials now with Peyton Manning and Emmitt Smith buying a bar around a Bud Light. It's kind of a neat commercial. Last year, or was it the year before, they had the Super Bowl commercial with the couple with the whole music going on. That was kind of funny. There's always, you know, we can always have a comeback story here in America. I don't think that their brand is totally destroyed.
Well, I think you're right. You know, time does heal a lot of wounds like that, and especially if they're seen as responding to their core, you know, customer base and so forth. Maybe it's doable. But it really was indicative across a lot of different companies that believe that somehow, quote, going woke or really sort of pushing the envelope was the way to go, and a lot found out the hard way it wasn't a good move.
Yeah, it was a complete, you know, misread, but there's definitely the pendulum is swinging in the opposite direction right now when it comes to that stuff.
Indeed. Well, we'll be watching the Super Bowl for one thing. You know, we watch it for the football, but we also watch it for all the commercials that come out that are very entertaining. Well, Chris Barkowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. We're going to talk to you again on Monday morning, sir. Have a great weekend.
You got to have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Barkowski, everybody. And again, you can hear him right here on AM 860, The Answer. You can hear him on Saturdays and Sundays, 5 a.m. Eastern on Saturdays, 5 p.m. on Sundays. And folks, we're going to come right back. Top of the hour news is next. We're going to get updated and informed on everything out there. And then we're going to come right back. We're going to talk with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.